5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful Monday. And you know what that means. It's the 3 o'clock check-in with your favorite host, Jumaa Saleem, from the Roar Judah Radio Show and Podcast. I would like to welcome you. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have you in this hour so that we may kick it. Our first order of business is prayer, and then we jump into the weather, and then we'll have some social conversations. Before we do that, I want to give you the opportunity to follow the Roar of Judah podcast on social media. Just take a moment. It takes 2 seconds to share it with two people. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That is the Roar of Judah. If you have a faith-based business and you would like to partner and become a sponsor, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. You can also visit the website www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. It is Mindshift Monday, and you know what that means. We're going to have a great conversation. I want to inform you that the last 2 weeks of my life have been turned upside down. I'm going to save that for tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday. As always, let's go in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to wake up and see what you have created once again. You are an awesome God, and we thank you. We thank you for the ups, and we thank you for the downs. We thank you for your omnipotence. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your favor. And we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your salvation. And we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross so that we may have life and have life in abundance. Father, there is nothing too hard for you to do. So, under the sound of my voice, for every listener, we ask that you would reach their hearts, reach their minds, fill their voids, and be with them as they go in and as they go out. We thank you. We'll give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty, good people, we are back. We are back. Let's jump into this weather really quickly. Clarksville, Tennessee, 74 degrees, cloudy. The Bahamas, it is a beautiful 74 with strong winds. Charlotte, North Carolina, 70 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Nashville, Tennessee, 73 degrees, partly cloudy. St. Louis, 75 degrees, partly cloudy and strong winds. Memphis, Tennessee, the M, 75 degrees, partly cloudy and strong winds. Oak Grove, Kentucky, 74 degrees, partly cloudy. Salisbury, North Carolina, the home team, 68 degrees, partly cloudy. Statesville, North Carolina, 68 degrees, partly cloudy. Raleigh, North Carolina, that's right. Raleigh, North Carolina, it is 66 degrees and sunny. Columbia, South Carolina, shout out to Columbia. 72 degrees, sunny and strong winds. You guys be careful out there. And last but not least, we have Charleston, South Carolina, 65 degrees, sunny and strong winds. That is your weather report. We wanted to jump into that weather and get that knocked out so you guys could be informed. Today, we're talking about from victim to victorious. From victim to victorious. This is going to be great. It is Mindshift Monday. Before we jump into that, I want to say this. If you have not checked out the Roar of Judah podcast, that's right, the Roar of Judah podcast, it takes 2 seconds to share it with two people. Go on Apple Podcasts. If you're an Apple user, if you're an Android user, or whatever you do, Spotify has it, the Roar of Judah podcast. We need you to share that with at least two people. That's right. At least two people. That's all we asking for, two people. The Roy Judah Podcast Show is streaming on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please go and check that out. Thank you. Alrighty, tribe. You know what that means? Let's go to work. We're talking about from victim to victorious. I want you to understand that our identity plays a pivotal role. I'm going to say it again. Our identity plays a pivotal role in how we think, what we believe, and how we behave. Research has proven this, that when we think highly of ourselves, we accomplish more. But when we struggle with low self-esteem, feelings of inadequateness, then we are stagnant in our approach to life. And that is dangerous. Our negative perceptions can impact our mental health and our well-being, which leads to increased levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. So Mindshift Monday, on today, we're talking about from victim to victorious. And one of the things that I want to touch base on is that I noticed that when you're a victim, you could be sick, and that sickness can be contagious. Woo. I'm going to say it again. When you are the victim in every story, in every narrative, in every scene, your mentality, your behavior, your thoughts can be contagious. And we have the ability to transform that through our faith. We have to draw on our past victories in order to navigate life's tough terrain. We have to be strong in our identity for the simple fact that our emotional well-being is depending on our mindset. And it is the very reason why we're here on every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Mindshift Monday. Prayer, meditation, reading the word. We need to incorporate these things so that we can stay grounded and continue to have a good identity about who we are, whose we are, and why we are here. There is plenty of purpose for your life, but you have to go from being the victim to being victorious. It matters, trust me. We'll be right back. What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem, from the Roy Judah Radio Show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mindshift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. We're talking about from victim to victorious. Yes, indeed. Shout out to everyone who's tuning in right now. If you have 2 seconds, share the Roar of Judah radio show on Gospel 107.1 FM, the hottest radio station in the land. Share it with at least two people. We'll greatly appreciate you. Listen, I want to touch base on one important fact that I want to share with you. We have to be able to move from a mindset of victimhood. Let me say that again. We have to move from a mindset of victimhood to one of victory and empowerment. And I'm saying that for the simple fact that during my course of my life as a young man, very young man, long time ago, I had this victim mentality. And thank God he has transformed me. I think that it is important that the renewing of the mind is a continuous thing, because when you have a victim mindset, it seems that everything else is everybody else's fault. There is no responsibility on your part. And the moment that you take responsibility for your own mishaps, your bad decisions, your mistakes, your flaws, your failures, your life begins to change. I'm telling you what I know. Too many times we allow the contagiousness of sick people to affect our perspective. I'm going to say that again for someone in the back. Too many times we allow the sickness and the contagiousness of other people to affect our thoughts and our behaviors and how we move. Have you ever noticed that someone could come around you and you'll be having a great day and they'll start complaining or talking about what's not going right in their life? And the more that you try to counter that thing, the more that you start to side with the person and say, you know what, you are right. We got to break that thing. We got to break that. That is a victim mentality. That is a woe is me mentality. And we rebuke that thing. That thing is contagious. It will shake the very ground on which you stand if you allow it. We have to be stronger in our thinking. Listen, Romans 8:37, King James Version says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I'm going to say it again. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. This verse in Romans 8:37 is just an indication that we are conquerors. That's our identity. Let me work. That is our identity. It says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Conquerors is the identity part. And then we are conquerors in Christ. We are empowered. Do you hear me? We are empowered to overcome every obstacle and challenge that we face in life. And we cannot lose our identity. We cannot go off of what the world may be saying. We cannot go off of what social media may be saying or showing us. We cannot even go off of what people are saying and showing us. We have to remain steadfast in our thinking. It's Mind Shift Monday, okay? That is the whole point. Again, we're talking from victim to victorious. 2 Corinthians 5:17, King James Version says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It is with our relationship. Let me say that again. It is through our relationship with Christ that we are transformed. We are renewed. We are liberated. We have been freed. We have been freed from our failures and our past and our mistakes. Have you noticed that every challenge in life is different? That's because each challenge is a new experience. And each new experience is part of the character development program. I love the way that God works. He ensures that you are equipped for what is happening, not only in your life, but what is happening around you. In Philippians 4:13, King James Version, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm going to say it again for the person in the back. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That means I can go through the ups. I can go through the downs. I can go through the heartbreaks, the heartaches, the loss, grief. I can go through anything and I can do it. Again, it says I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So that means that even though I'm going through something, I'm still being strengthened because Christ is strengthening me. With God's love, his unconditional love, we have the ability to rise above our circumstances, and we don't have to be defined as a victim. Do you hear me? Listen to me. We do not have to be defined as a victim if we are willing to embrace our true identity as conquerors in Christ. Let me work. God so loved the world. Listen to me. Faith moves mountains, but we have to believe. Listen to me. Faith moves mountains. That's in the word. But we have to have the faith to believe. What are you believing God for? And I think that's where we have to get with our mindset. Again, it's Mind Shift Monday, and we're talking about from victim to victorious, and it's all about the mind. Your life can truly change the moment that you decide that you're no longer the victim in the story. Let me say this really quickly. God is the master director. Ooh, I feel that thing. There it is. Holy Spirit, you work. God is the master director. He has written a script perfectly for your life. Listen to me. God has written a script perfectly for your life. Your destiny has already been written. Your purpose has already been written. God wants to use you in a mighty way. How can God use a victim? Ooh. God could use anybody, but not being a victim, but being a conqueror will transform your story. You can not continue to whine as the Israelites did as they went through the wilderness. It is the very reason why a lot of them died before they got to the promised land. Listen, I hear that thing. Holy Spirit, here you go. Do not die in the wilderness. There it is, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Do not die in the wilderness. It's dry. It's hot. You may not have everything that you need, but God is taking you somewhere. Listen to me. That is the reason why we have to go from victim to victorious. We have to remember that we're conquerors. The moment that we forget that we're conquerors, we fall back into the stagnation of being a victim. Let me work. God is taking you somewhere. And the journey is not always pretty. But you have to remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Let me work. There is no reason that you cannot accomplish the thing that he has put you on the earth to do. I feel that. Somebody needs to know that you have what you need. You just have to keep going. Too many times we stop and we take a break and we rest, and that is good. But don't become stagnant. Keep moving forward. The more that the Israelites murmured and complained, the longer that it took for them to get to where they needed to be. And although they did make it, the people who murmured and complained did not get into the promised land. Listen to me. We'll be right back. Alrighty, child. We are back. We are back. Listen, I want to go back just for a second and let you know that your wilderness will not kill you. I need you to write that down. My wilderness will not kill me. The wilderness is necessary, because going through the wilderness, when you look at that story, I think a lot of times people miss it, but going through the wilderness prepared the Israelites for what they were going into. Let me work. I'm gonna say it again. Going through the wilderness is not a bad thing. Going through the wilderness is preparation for the promise. I need you to write that down. Holy Spirit, you work this thing. Going through the wilderness is preparation for the promise. Preparation for the promise. When you break free from this mentality of I'm a victim, you open up the doors of opportunity, because you are breaking negative thoughts, patterns, and behaviors. I got to go back for just a second. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me. The wilderness is necessary. It is the process to the promise. Please write that down. The wilderness is the process to the promise. And it's also the preparation to the promise. Hey, listen, it's Mind Shift Monday. We're going in. I'm back. The enemy thought he had my body, but thank God for mercy. I'm back. We back. Tribe, let's work. The promise will never leave. The promise is always going to be at a set point, at a set time. No matter how long the Israelites was in the wilderness, the promise never moved. You got to understand, the promise is never going to move. No matter if we going left, right, up, down, back, the promise remains. Because God never changes. God never changes. Write that down. God never changes. Despite my circumstances, God remains the same. Despite my heartbreak, God remains the same. Holy Spirit, you work. Despite my loss, God remains the same. Despite my grief, God remains the same. Despite my sickness, God remains the same. Don't get me started. I want to say something. I don't know if you're familiar with the term cognitive behavior therapy, CBT. It is a widely used therapeutic approach that highly impacts and addresses thinking that is associated with victimhood. Did some research. Just bear with me here. It helps people identify and challenge their negative beliefs. And this CBT helps develop stronger coping strategies and cultivates a new mindset. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. My life has truly changed. I'm telling you, if you ask anybody who knows me, the life that I used to live long, 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 long time ago has truly been transformed. But it all started with my mindset. I'm telling you what I know. If you change the way that you think, listen, if you change the way you think about yourself, first of all, and then you change the way that you see yourself, and then you change how you see your life and what's in front of you and what's around you, everything will truly transform. I'm telling you what I know. I've seen it work a million times. The reason why people's lives are not changing is because they don't see the change. And that's part of the mindset. See, you have to see your life changing in your mind first, and then everything else follows. My life didn't change until I changed my mindset. Once I changed my mindset, the way that I thought and perceived things, my actions and my behaviors followed that mindset. Let me work here. Holy Spirit, you lead this thing. I hear that. Okay, watch this. Your mindset dictates how you move. If you perceive that you cannot do a thing, you will not be able to do it. Remember the man by the pool of Bathsheba? Listen to this. Holy Spirit, you lead. The man by the pool of Bathsheba perceived that he could not get to the water. The stirring of the water is where he thought the healing and the power was. Let me work. Listen to me very carefully. He perceived, he thought that he couldn't get there. For 38 years, his perception, woo, you work, Holy Spirit, his perception affected his ability to move. Listen to me very carefully. Don't get me started. Do not allow your perception, what you perceive, to keep you in bondage, to keep you shackled, to keep you stagnant. Do not, write that down. My perception affects my ability to move. My perception affects my ability to move. As long as the man perceived that he could not do it, it was never done. But the moment than Jesus. Woo. Don't get me started. Listen to me. The moment that Jesus arrived on the scene of the story and he asked the man, "Will thou be made whole?" Jesus was basically asking the man, "Do you want to be free? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be transformed?" And the man goes back to his perception. I don't have time to go all the way. Listen, this is good. This is good. It's Mind Shift Monday, the Roy Judah Radio Show. We're here. Listen to me. The man went back to his perception, but Jesus didn't ask him about what he perceived. He asked him, "Do you want to be made whole?" Too often we are giving God excuses why we can't do something, why we can't be victorious. Holy Spirit, I hear you. Okay, why we can't be victorious? It's easy to be stagnant. It's easy to be the victim in the story, the woe is me mindset. It's easy to be contagious in a negative light. But just imagine what happens when you go from victimhood to victorious, and how many people that you can affect. Now, we're going to be contagious. Let's be contagious in a positive light. Listen, we're running out of time. It is Mind Shift Monday, and we're kicking it off beautifully. Tomorrow is Testimony Tuesday. We have so much to talk about. Listen, I want to say that you are not a victim. That's your prayer for today, that Lord, take this victim mentality away. As always, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Until we meet again, tribe, I love you, I love you, I love you. One love.